Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. Okay. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. You know, I tell you, when we talked about our topic tonight, you know, in the topic tonight is how close to abduction have you been? And it's really sad that we even have to talk about this because of the tragedy of it. But I went ahead and I searched for a particular situation where somebody was abducted and got away with it. And you said that you were going to be doing that too.
Wait, hold on. Somebody was abducted and got away with it. You mean somebody was abducted and they got away? Is that what you meant?
There was an attempt to abduct them.
Okay. Well, they got away before they were abducted, correct?
Yes, but let's just say that the fact that they got away before they were abducted saved a lot of lives.
Yes, why? Was this person a serial kidnapper?
Actually, yeah, what it is, I looked up something, and what I found out was that there's a lady named Carol DeRance. I don't know if you know
you
who that
up.
Is, but...
Say it again? You broke up.
Carol DeRance.
Carol DeRance. Carol or Harold?
Carol.
Oh, okay. She was the victim or survivor?
Well, she was. Where's what happened? Ted Bundy tried to abduct her. And he failed. And you see, because of the fact that she got away, that saved lives. Because she knows who he is. She, you know, she was able to, you know, it was really scary. You know, she tried to abduct him, and she later testified in court. She confronted him in court for aggravated kidnapping. And, you know, she never wavered at all. I mean, you know, she even though she was nervous, she did it. She stood up for herself. And
well, thank goodness I know when you're talking about. I know the story, okay?
Yeah.
It's the one where, you know, she thinks she's out with a nice guy. He takes her on a drive in his little beetle bug, and they stop at a park bench way out where nobody is around. And then he starts to attack her there. I remember, and
yeah.
He used to think it was so fun to choke somebody until they almost choke out and then bring them back just to keep doing that to them. So she broke free and she actually fell and slipped down a river. And that's what saved her life. Thank goodness she did fall in there because it spit her out at the bottom and she was free. But I think that's about the only one that escaped from him. But thank goodness because she was the one who described him so well to where they were probably able to stop him after that.
Basically, Bundy was very adept at leaving little traces of his crimes. And experts believed he murdered at least 30 people, you know. So her actions helped people, you see. It's definitely
relevant. Well, that's great. And for you just researching it really quick, you found like one of the top ones there. But that is so scary. Can you imagine how she felt when she realized that she was the only one who escaped that man who had done all these horrible things? In the beginning of the show when you said it is really sad, it is very, very sad that we live in a world where we have to worry about other human beings attacking us and doing very horrible things to us, which it just is so strange what goes on in the minds of these people. I have never wanted to kill anybody or hurt anybody, but they like it. They crave it. We are living amongst these people. So once in a while we do shows like this to raise awareness because of something that recently I thought about. And I never even, this was the Valentine's Day, and I wasn't even thinking until today talking to you about topics that I probably was. I could have been in danger. I wasn't because it so happened to be a really nice person. But my girlfriend and I accepted an invitation, a dinner invitation with this one man, and he did wine and dine us, and we had a nice time. But we never knew him before this, only social media. So, well, we got in the vehicle after dinner to go to the next spot. That would have been an opportunity. And we were talking about overpowering somebody. I am strong for being small. I know how to use my body weight. I have great balance. I am very smart in knowing when to make my move. But what if they had a gun? What if they stabbed you really quick with a shot and of drugs? So be careful about that too, everybody. Just because you talk to somebody over dinner or have a drink with them for 2 or 3 hours and you really are getting along, getting in the car is the bad choice, isn't it, Johnny?
Yeah, it is.
What is it about the car? Because you could be going on a walk, but something about the car, because I think about that when I'm in my car or a passenger in a car, I'm thinking, okay, what if this person tried to abduct me right now? What would I do? Say you're at a stoplight. Don't you just open the door and run out? Yes, you could, but also they do things to the door where you can't get out. And what about these Uber and Lyft drivers that I feel like I'm trapped in the back because they have it on child safety? I'm all for keeping children safe, and I understand that, but my goodness, what if you just can't get out the back because he has that on? That, to me, should be outlawed. You can't get out. What if you're trapped? You can't get out during an accident, and the car is on fire, too. I don't like that child safety where you can't get out in the back, do you?
I have autistic nephews, as you know, and sometimes I'll go somewhere with mom and dad, you know, to eat at a restaurant, and mom will have to open the door for me because of Alex. She does that to keep Alex from going outside. Now, it doesn't mean the problem with keeping something like that illegal is how do you police that? I mean, are you gonna like pull over somebody, every car, and see, oh, sorry, you have a child. I need to check to make sure that you have a child.
No, you're right. It's too hard. It's already hard enough with the seatbelt law that they try to see and the cell phone usage law. But you're right. I don't want them to, but I would like it if you could choose your car, if that's a function you can choose, either to have
right.
or not. Anyway, I don't like it, and I feel trapped when I'm in the back with it on.
I mean, it's you have to understand, once you've been around, like, for example, if you were around my nephew, you would understand. He is about 260 pounds. And very
big.
That's
big. Wow.
Yeah,
how tall is
right.
he?
And very, very strong. And
how tall is
a
he?
A lot of times, what?
How tall is he?
I think he's like 6'2 or something.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
Actually,
it's actually kind of funny. This is a funny story. Apparently, he had this lady that whose job it was to look after him, and what happened was that she took him to McDonald's to eat, you know, and of course, you know, when you take Alex to McDonald's, his taste is very specific. You have to give him this, you have to give him that, everything he likes for. So what happened was that all of a sudden this guy starts coming over to her when she's with Alex, and she just starts flirting with this girl that's supposed to watch over Alex, you know. And then basically, you know, she says to him, she goes, "Well, I'm here with my boyfriend." In other words, she was pretending that Alex was her boyfriend.
Oh, that's
huge
cute.
Alex. And then Alex kind of glared at him, and he walked away.
Oh, well, that's cute. That's a cute story. Okay, that is wonderful. But maybe there could be a function where people with handicapped kids can add something to their locks in the back instead of it just coming like that.
Yeah.
I think it's dangerous. How in the world am I going to get out of the car if it's on child safety in the back? And why in the world do the Lyft and Uber drivers have it on child safety? You're not picking up children. So just automatically, please, if you're listening, turn that off, please. Thank you. I can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get out. That's what I'm always saying. Please, child safety, undo that. And then they can't even find it. Where's the lever to, you know, turn that off? Well, what if we were in a car accident and I needed to get out of there? Just like,
mm-hmm.
just so you know, when you're flying and you're about to crash, right beforehand, if it's a small plane, you want to unlatch the doors so you could get out because they have a tendency to jam. That's another safety tip for flying if you fly in small airplanes.
Has your father ever had that do that?
No. He said that there may have been a couple close calls. Can't even remember the story, but no. And he was a bush pilot in Alaska, and he actually lost 7, maybe 10 friends. Just a pilot error, really, because they're flying on instruments, and they might not be so good at it, and they think they're only a couple hundred feet before they land in the water, and then they're not. They're just like right at the water. So basically they just plunge all the way down to the bottom of the sea with their passengers, and they're never found. So that's why a lot of times you're wondering, well, why weren't they found? It's usually in the water. So I'm so glad he made it through like 50 years of being a pilot. So, and he then flew commercial airlines too, but the most dangerous thing for a pilot is to be a bush pilot in Alaska. I mean, what they have to deal with is crazy. So that's that. It's a little off topic, but just to be aware of your surroundings. I always tell my teenager when they leave the house, be aware of your surroundings. Don't look down. Don't be engrossed in your phone while you're just strolling along there. Anything could happen. You have to be aware and have your head up like you're confident and walk that way. I also have some pepper spray that I gave her. But that could be scary for younger ladies to use that. So you have to go do a little practice course with them with that. Also, we have had a policeman on our show a couple times, haven't we? And they said a siren, like you spray it just the same way, but it's so loud, like something that you would carry at a game or something. It's so very loud. And he says that works really well because they could take that pepper spray and spray you with it, get mad at you. But the sound, there's no way anybody can hurt you with a sound, and it usually makes them just run away.
Let me ask you this. Has Priscilla ever been in a situation that made her, that frightened you?
She said that a couple of times she has been approached on social media by weirdos. And then what they do is they share that person's profile with all their friends and make a mockery of it, of them, of the perpetrator, and they get the word out that oh, this guy's a weirdo, walk him everywhere. So only that, she has not said there was any problem. In fact, she's been treated very nicely by the police here in Huntington Beach, because one of her guy friends was driving them around, and he got pulled over. I don't know why, but they were just detaining him. So they actually gave her and her girlfriend rides home to their parents. They called me first to make sure I was there, because they can't drop off unless there's a parent there. But they did. They escorted them all the way home nicely in the police car. So she had an experience riding in the back of that. So that was very nice, because they don't really have to do that. They could take them down to the police place and have you come and get them. But they took them home. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
They dropped off a friend at my house, too, because they couldn't get a hold of their parents. So they said as long as it's of legal guardian age, that they can drop off the people. So that was fun. I couldn't believe it. So I like it when the police are nice.
I know. I mean, they're supposed to make you feel safe. Scared? Or?
No. She stayed calm. She was cool about it. Yeah, in a tough situation, she usually does stay calm and clear-minded. That's good. There's a lot of experiences, though, I've had where I think, whoa. I mean, other things like crossing the street in New York City and my brother having to pull me back because I almost got hit by a cab, things like that. We are all lucky to be alive with little things like that happening in our lives. But the abduction thing, it could have happened to me as well when I was in my early 20s. My girlfriend and I, we were on a quote-unquote modeling gig, and we had to drive with this man to Louisiana from Nashville to New Orleans and go to the Super Bowl and hand out whatever. Who knows? I mean, this was like so long ago. I don't remember the details. All I know is that we were not happy with the arrangements when we got there. We did not do anything with those people, work for them, because we realized it was fake. And then on the way back, he started saying, we were both in the back seat and he was driving. He was starting to say some off-color things, rude. So we just started pummeling the heck out of him when he was driving, even. We were kicking the back of his chair. We didn't hit him. We didn't punch him with our fists or anything, but we were pummeling him with our feet. And it was weird because we both looked at each other and we both started just to kick that seat as hard as we could without even notice. We didn't tell each other we were going to do it. We both had that instant reaction. Isn't that crazy? She's been my best friend since fifth grade. And we were living in Nashville in our 20s. She followed me out there after I got the job as a flight attendant from Seattle, which is weird that you mention that serial killer, because he was from my area, Seattle. We also had the Green River Killer, so a lot of people
love you mean
to,
Ted Bundy, you mean?
Yes. They love hunting people where they can drop them off and discard the body really easily, and the wooded areas are very popular for that. So there's a lot of them over in that area. Anyway, I was living in Nashville. My girlfriend came out there, followed me out there. Why not? So that's why we were driving from Nashville to New Orleans, which is a very long drive. Well, we started pummeling that guy's back of his seat. He just pulled over and got out and went and had his hamburger and came back and never said another word, but got us home safely. Never said another word the whole ride, because he knew, don't mess with them.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you did pummel him.
We pummeled him, Johnny. We pummeled him. We knocked some sense back into him to just be quiet and drive.
How did you pummel him?
Well, we were in the back seat, we pummeled him with our feet. We just started kicking.
Okay.
You know, like kicking the back of his seat hard and ferociously for quite some time.
Okay.
We knew he had a couple fighters on his hands and to, you know, ease off on his smart aleck remarks. And we still have some pictures. We didn't do the Super Bowl. They didn't even have tickets. It was all a lie. We were in some attic somewhere. It was weird. And it went awry when they didn't give us a key to the place, our room. And we felt like we had to stick with them. So then we said, no, we need a key. We tested it. Boom. Then we went off on our own. So we took the riverboat ride. We had a fantastic time in New Orleans.
New Orleans was where this was?
Yes. So whatever Super Bowl was there that year, yes, that's where we were back then. And it was I'm sure it was still the 80s. It was probably like 89, 90, 88 to 90, somewhere around there, whatever Super Bowl.
Oh, so you weren't a playmate yet.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't a playmate yet. I wasn't a playmate yet either. That other show we were talking about when I was chosen out of the audience by David Copperfield was far away from being a playmate because I became one when I was 25, and that was all high school. And then this thing happened when we were probably about 19 or 20. And you know where they found us, Johnny?
Where?
Typical place, the mall.
The mall?
The mall, because they know young girls are out shopping, and they all probably have dreams of becoming a model. So it's easy for these predators to prey on young girls there. It's so easy to spot a couple of young girls that are shopping, and then they just approach you. Maybe they have made up some special card that looks really professional, makes them look like a company, and they seem really okay and legit. We didn't tell anybody, but by then you're not even living at home anymore. You're a woman. So I look back and I think I did actually live very risky by the standards yeah. of today, which are we live amongst animals, basically worse than animals. Animals don't kill you just for fun. These human beings out there are doing that for fun. We live there. Sometimes I'm surprised people even go anywhere. If you think about it, what if there was an alien who came down to our planet and then found out these things? They might be afraid to go outside.
Right. Well, that's like ET.
Very literally, like every single human being you come across could actually kill you and like it. So it is true, though. That is true. If you go outside, you don't know, unless you're psychic and you can read minds, what has that person done and what are they thinking?
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. You know, I mean, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, thank you. Do you know when they say everything happens for a reason? You know what?
Yes.
I think that to do a challenge, look back at certain things that were very odd that happened to you and see if there was a reason, what came out of it. Well, anybody could always say, oh, I learned from it. I learned to be more careful. I learned. No, but what specific thing really came out of something odd? That'd be a fun thing to hear about if people would like to, cooperate with that and
yeah.
let us know. That would be fun, right? Because you never
that
know sometimes. Yeah, with weird things that happen to you. Well, what was the reason for that? Yeah. know what it could be? It could be, Johnny, it could be that it wasn't a lesson for us girls to learn, but maybe for that man it was a lesson for him. Could be. Thank you for doing that research on it. I did research. What I was trying to research is a person kidnapping two friends. But I already have known about a story like that. And they were in the back of the car, just like my girlfriend and I were in the back of this guy's car. And he got them back there. And they started fighting like the way we did. And he had to pull over because it was so ferocious. And one, he was trying to hold her hair and hold her in, but she ran away and let that her hair just be yanked out, and she ran as fast as she could down the dark road and to this home that had one light on in the middle of the night. And she did see the car lights trail off, so her friend didn't make it, and the friend was never found.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Horrible. I don't think they even found him. It was just a horrible. I hope people are listening, because my dad told me a story of a really bad case when I was young, and that there were times where I wish I didn't even have that in my mind, but it helped me to make better decisions with hitchhiking. And this is when I was really, really young, to stay away from cars. Trying to lure you in. Remember, I told you I was like 5 and I was up in a tree at a corner watching the cars go by, stop and go. This man was circling and circling. He was trying to lure me into his car. Mm-hmm. And then walking home from school, and this was before fifth grade, so I remember when I moved, and there was this talk of this one weirdo that you'd walk by his house on the way home from school, and he would just be there standing in his window, totally nude, just flashing you with, everything hanging out. And I mean, little girls would be running away, and he'd think it was funny. So things like that. Oh, also, after graduating from high school, I spent a summer in New Jersey at my aunt and uncle's home just to see that, side of the country and enjoy that with her. Well, I ended up getting a little job at a clothing store for children, a children's clothing store. And I went down to the basement to put some shoes away. The owner followed me down, and he did. He assaulted me. This is called assault now. Against me, and he put his body up against the back of my body in a tight area down in the scary basement. Okay, I went up and told the other two girls working at the store, and they said, "Oh, I know. He always does that. We hate it." Well, and you just, let him do it and don't tell anybody? Well, not me. I went home and told my aunt and uncle. It was so crazy because my uncle initially thought I was lying. So I couldn't believe that. So he went and questioned the other stores, did a lot of questioning with some people from the church, I guess. He was a pastor, so they went and questioned, and they found out that stores on both sides said they've had numerous complaints about this person with that doing that behavior. So I said to my aunt, "Why would he think I would make that up?" Well, probably because I didn't want to work. Can you believe that, Johnny? I would make something up like that and ruin a man's life, a family man's life, because I didn't feel like working. Well, I just was happy that I got the job. I mean, I was going every day happily, and then I can't even be believed? Wow. Oh, gee, thanks a lot for believing me, finally. I'm glad she divorced him.
Yeah.
He was a pastor. Never hardly even go to these churches because you're judged by what happens to you sometimes. It's very wrong. Anyway, save those other girls too, because they were too afraid to tell. I wonder why. See, sometimes people are thinking it's embarrassing to tell because it's of a sexual connotation of what's happening to them. So they are a little afraid to tell. But just try to shake that off, everybody, and go tell and get yourself safe. And that's all we have to say, unless you have anything to add.
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for...
Ready to do the chat out?
Yes, thank you, Johnny. And thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. Hopefully, we shed a little more light on things and made you start to think about safety even more than you already do. All right, we'll see you this Friday for Psychic Friday with Dale Shear. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.